The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. Happy Friday! Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, Chidi.
Hello.
Chidi brought us in some Dutch coffee. Bros. Not just any coffee.
Dude.
I've never had Dutch Bros before.
It's Dutch Bros coffee. It's and she delicious. Gave me a pink straw. What does that
Whoa,
mean?
Me too.
Chidi, what does it mean? Because there's straw code. No, Wait, that's not true.
Did you give Jess no straw?
No,
well, I like drinking
no,
out of.
I gave her a pink one.
Oh.
I gave her a pink one.
Whoa.
I'm drinking Whoa. It.
Watch out. This is a family show.
I might have to clip that. Chidi, this coffee is good. Not as good as Starbucks, but it's like really good. It's right there.
I like it
I'm
a lot.
Kidding. I'm joking.
Starbs. It's better than Starbucks. Chidi, did you make this?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, not that great.
Oh, mine. Yeah, it just great. Tasted even better, though. I was like, Chidi's hands have been in this coffee.
We have your chance really quick to win some crazy cash, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, this hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody. It is red. Super simple. Type the keyword red into wild949.com, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good
nice.
Luck.
Nice. Good luck. Here's our first talkback of the day.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Go Warriors. But this talkback is for you, Graham. It's Edgar without the haircut. Hey, since you're the resident Spanish speaker there, mm-hmm. how about a day next week or whenever you sing a Bad Bunny song for us? You know, because he's going to be on the Super Bowl. Why not? Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can do that for us, Graham. Tenga buen día.
Yep.
Where do you say it's windy?
No, buen día.
In the windy seat.
Like, have a good
day. He said
it
was windy outside.
Is that Chicago?
Yeah, it's kind of windy out. You know what? I think it's a great idea. I've actually had multiple listeners slide into my DM suggesting the same thing once Bad Bunny was announced as the Super Bowl halftime performer. I think as we get a little closer to the Super Bowl, I will probably begin unleashing a medley of his songs.
Right.
You know, and just kind of building up.
Like a song a week or something?
Yeah, maybe something like that as we get closer. Some of his top hits. So that's on my radar.
I love it.
I like the idea. Thank you.
I love it. All right. Now something we do every Friday morning because we have Chidi in studio with us and she tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Got caught leaving a thirsty meme under Tyreek Withers' post? It was this one. It was like a picture of a dog with the tongue out or something.
Outside the cage.
It was you with a straw. So I'll give you a pink one.
Did you actually? Okay.
Oh,
I'll give you a pink one. For those of us that have already forgotten, who's Tyreek Withers again?
Him. Yes, he's him.
In yeah, that's him. What I said. Who is he?
He's him in him.
Yeah, I said, who is he?
He's him in the movie Him.
This is confusing. Did you actually leave a thirsty
Yeah,
meme?
I left it. I left the meme under his post, and then one of my friends saw it, like, went around in TV. Oh, my God.
My biggest fear is, like, leaving a comment under any celebrity and people seeing it. So yeah. I just don't.
That was the first time I did that, and then I got caught.
Wait, so what was the meme?
Let me show you. It was a
Is
dog.
Is it the little chihuahua?
Yes. Or no, it's this one.
It's a little dog. He's like,
oh my God, a dog with its tongue all the way out.
Oh. Is that a thirsty meme? Is that you like waiting to lap it up or what? Or
kind of like.
Did you put any context when you left the meme as a comment?
No, like I feel like with TikTok culture, we just put those memes in just like.
You're supposed to just know what it means.
Yeah.
Got it. So if you see a dog jumping over its little fence thing with its tongue out, you just know that's some thirstiness.
Yeah.
All right, good to know. We've learned something. Shout out to Adrian who visited me at Dutch. But like a listener?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
First he came in or he came through the line and I was just going to hand him his drink. But then he's like Chidi and I was like, yeah. And then he
got
like,
down
oh
on
my
one
God.
Knee.
Did you have a name tag?
No.
Okay. So he like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you gave him the pink one?
Yeah, I did. I gave him the pink straw.
Oh, see, there is. She's like, straw
so
code's
you liked
not
what
a
you
thing.
Saw. No, so you liked
no,
it.
No, I said, you know what? Here's the pink straw because I know we talk about it on the JV show. Right. So here you go.
This is you're confirming for everyone it's a real thing. If you don't know, you go to Dutch Bros. They have all different color straws, and they each have a different meaning. And which one's the bad one?
The blue one. No, I'm
See?
Just kidding.
None of them are.
So if you get a blue,
are.
If you get a blue straw, they're
None
like, eh.
Are.
If you get a pink one, they think, yeah.
Okay,
bro.
I will say, like, I give the pink ones to, like, if you have a good conversation, if you look like you look
so
like you're
you
a little sad.
Pick.
But see, so there's
no,
meaning.
Because, no, there is no meaning, but people put so much meaning in the pink straws that I feel like I can't just give anyone a pink straw.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all the people that deserve the pink one, well, I give the pink one too.
I got a big pink one this morning.
Me too.
just to let you know.
We actually have a talk back. Really? Chidi, listen to this. Oh.
Hey, JV Show. This is Adrian from San Leandro. Longtime listener, first-time talkbacker. Just wanted to give a shout-out to Chidi. I met her at the Dutch Bros just outside of the bay. I was on my way home from work out in Davis. Not going to lie, I was pretty starstruck. Thanks again, Chidi.
Wow, listen to that.
That was nice.
Did he say he was starstruck?
Yeah, he said to me. He said that to me. I was like, wait, why?
It's just Chidi. This is a Dutch Bros. I'm kidding,
but here,
Chidi.
Take my pink one. But yeah.
Very cool. Well, shout out to Adrian.
Yes.
What did he say? San Leandro?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. And first time, long time listener, first time talkbacker.
Wow.
Very cool.
I love it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Did you almost forget your line there, Chidi?
Oh, well, I messed it up first. Sorry, Chidi.
How do I say this? How do I put this into words? I'm Chidi.
All right, so yesterday we talked about all those ICE agents being deployed to the Bay Area. They did start arriving at the Coast Guard base in Alameda, only for hours later, the entire thing to be called off. Apparently, Trump had a late night convo with Daniel Lurie, the mayor of San Francisco, and Trump
was
like,
tech billionaire.
Yeah, yep, and forgot about those. And they all talked to him and asked him to refrain from the ICE surge that was supposed to happen all this weekend in the Bay. And so it is off for now. He says he's giving the mayor a chance to turn the city around.
How nice. They kissed the rain. All right, the Warriors had their home opener last night at Chase Center against the Denver Nuggets, and it was a thriller. Nuggets player Aaron Gordon hit 10 threes in the game, scored 50 points, but that was not enough to stop Steph Curry. With the Warriors trailing by three with time ticking away, he drilled a deep contested three ball to send the game into overtime. And in overtime, he continued to dominate. He scored 42 points overall in the game, and the Warriors went on to win 137-131. Warriors head to Portland tonight for a little quick road trip against the Trailblazers. Tip off tonight, 7 o'clock.
Nice. Today will be mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then rain enters the forecast on Saturday and Sunday with some moderate rainfall.
Moderate rainfall. So, like, do my kids have soccer games or not? That's what sports parents want to know.
Do they cancel the game if it's just kind of sprinkling?
Not for fogizzle, but rain dizzle they do.
Oh, it's...
Which one is it?
It's on Saturday. It's not happening.
Oh, okay.
All right, you have Jess's word.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey!
Your day's a 9 out of 10. Today is all about protecting your peace and recharging your energy. You've been giving a lot lately, and it's time to pour some of that love back into yourself.
Aww. Oh, Chidi, you know a thing or two about that.
Pour some love back into yourself? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, before we get to this wedding thing, I need a question for Chidi.
Yeah.
Would you want a boo basket?
Yeah.
Okay! See? I told you guys!
Wait,
so yesterday,
Graham said you wouldn't.
Yesterday,
I didn't say she wouldn't. I said she didn't want it because a guy is sending it and there's some strings attached to that.
How do we know there's strings attached? He didn't say that.
Because been shooting his shot for weeks.
Okay, somebody left a talk back and said that they would love to send you a boo basket. And you just said you would love one. So there we go.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to step in the way of it. I'm not going to.
Yeah. Is there strings attached? I don't know. He didn't say that in the talkback. I don't feel like there should be expectations. He wants to do something nice for you.
Yeah. He said that in past talkbacks, though. Well, that's our buddy Ivan from Newark, and he has definitely shooted his shot before. How do you say that in past
tense? Shot his shot.
Shot his shot sounds stupid.
Well, shooting his shot doesn't sound any better.
Yeah, but the expression is them shooting their shot. So it's like, never mind. Chidi.
We'll set it up.
Okay. Would you accept a boo basket from a guy that, you know, maybe his intention is that it leads to something?
Ooh, I feel like I get a little tricky, but I still accept it.
See?
I mean, free stuff.
She wants to see what's in the basket first. Yeah.
That's what I said.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so do you guys know about Alana Hadid? There's Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid. But I guess they have another sister.
There's Yolanda Hadid.
That's the mom, though.
Yeah, I know, but she's still a Hadid.
Oh, yeah.
This okay, is but I didn't know there was a... I wasn't aware of this other sister,
never
I guess,
heard of her.
In my mind. Well, she just got married, I think, at her dad's house, and it was in the backyard, and everybody is apparently online obsessed with this wedding and the whole vibe and aesthetic of it and all that stuff. And it was a smaller, kind of more intimate ceremony. And what I thought was interesting, and a lot of people had comments on, were that the bridesmaids, the other two sisters, Bella and Gigi, they both were barefoot, like, the entire time. Not just, like, during the reception or something when you take those uncomfortable shoes off. No, they walked down, you know, when they were walking down the aisle as part of the procession or whatever, they were barefoot. That was the whole look that they were going for.
They were going for, like, hippie vibes, like earth.
It didn't look like a very hippie wedding, though. Okay. It looked very expensive to me. I don't know.
Was it just the ladies or the men were also barefoot?
I think it was just the ladies from the picture that I saw. I didn't see any hairy toes in the picture. What would you, I mean, Jess, you first. I mean, you have a wedding, you're engaged, and you got a wedding upcoming in 2026?
Possibly 2027.
That's a long engagement. We'll get to that later. What do you think about this? If your bridesmaids show up and they're walking down the aisle barefoot.
I don't like it. I feel like if you're wearing a nice formal dress, it'll throw it off if you're barefoot. If you need to take your shoes off later in the night, sure, take them off if your feet are hurting. But for the nice pictures of the ceremony, I kind of don't want people to just be seeing, like, feet.
Yeah. What if they want to be grounded and just feeling natural?
And do that before.
Or on a different day. Do you have to be grounded on my wedding day?
Selena, you're not here for the bridesmaids strolling down the aisle barefoot?
I'm not.
Why not? They have ugly feet?
Unless that's, like, the look that they were going for, then, it's up to the bride. If it were my wedding, no. I feel like part of being at a wedding is struggling in heel heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chidi?
Because it looks better.
Chidi, you're not down to go barefoot?
No.
Or have people barefoot at your wedding?
No. Also, I just like when people have heels and stuff, you're a little bit taller. It kind of goes with the outfit.
Just looks so much more formal, you know?
Now, have you ever, because this... The wedding ceremony in this backyard, you know, was on grass. It was on a lawn. And look, I've never worn heels, but I can imagine on kind of a softer grass surface, that can get a little tricky, right?
Yeah.
Don't your heels sink in?
Yes.
That happened to me the whole time that I was at the last wedding I was at. And I was like trying to balance myself.
I was at a wedding one time where the wedding coordinator or planner or whoever was out there was giving ladies, because it was the same thing, it was on sort of a soft grass surface, they were like little things you stick on the heel. Mm. Have you ever seen those before?
Cool. Yeah.
And it like...
I'm writing this down, Graham.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it kind of takes away the look of your heel. It's like picture like that thing that goes in a pizza box, that little white little table looking thing. Picture that, but upside down, and it slips over your heel on the bottom, and so that your heel doesn't sink in. I don't know why that's the one thing I can come to mind to describe it, but that's what it looked like.
You do what you got to do. I don't really mind that so much. I wouldn't even mind if it's on the beach or on grass if the guests wanted to take their shoes off. Mm-hmm. But if you're walking down the aisle, you're my bridesmaids, you have to have shoes. Did they not have, at least in my wedding, did they not have like an aisle? For like a hard surface the bridesmaids to walk on?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Not that I saw, but I didn't really like study every picture of the way. I just saw the one of the ladies.
Because like a lot of beach weddings, like they'll have an area for everyone to take off their shoes. Right. Then you go sit down. And they'll bring out like flooring for people to walk down.
Right.
You know, for the aisle.
Did I just hear
I know,
because
I planned a beach wedding and didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, sad music. Oh,
yeah, I guess we're going to get some sad music here. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk? I didn't know we were going to strike a nerve with this topic.
Yeah, just...
So you had a layout of how that was going to look.
And there was going to be a little basket for everyone to put their things in, and it said, and a little sign that would say, like, pick some sandals, not a side.
Yeah, pick some flip-flops.
Sit wherever you want.
Take a shot, take a seat. Yeah. Aww, I know.
That would have been so cute.
That would have been so cute. And then a category hurricane just came in and just blasted your little sandal basket to smithereens.
I know. Well, I'm glad you guys are getting a kick out of it.
Sorry.
Biggest day of my life ruined.
It would have been so, yeah. It would have been special. I can picture it in my mind. It's just, it's beautiful, Selena.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I also heard you say, though, you wouldn't mind if your guests popped their shoes off if it was an outdoor wedding. Are you sure about that?
I mean, if it's something, if it's a surface they can't walk on, if they're on the beach, like, go ahead. Don't care.
No.
As far as, like, my bridal party, I think keep it on for the ceremony. After that, the reception. Once everything is done, I don't care what you do.
But I'm just saying, like, it's a big grassy surface, and me as a man, I'm just taking my shoes off and walking around barefoot.
Well, there's no reason for you to, because you don't have the heels
that are
going to
be grounded.
Not at this wedding.
Please don't.
Stop. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Smith from Walnut Creek. Yay! Happy Friday, baby. Oh, go Warriors. But can I give a shout out to my Matt Daddy, my sister-in-law, Brittany, my brother, Rocky, and my future mother-in-law, who I'm going to meet tomorrow, Joanne. We're on our way for a 7-day Halloween cruise to Mexico. Let's go. I cannot wait. And I will be listening to you guys on my days off. So there you go, Graham.
I never thought I could appreciate hate Seti, but like, I just hate him. Like, he lives the best
always
life.
Always on a cruise.
Always.
Here's the, I mean, that's not my takeaway, but now I agree with you there, man. Like, must be nice.
But meeting the mother-in-law.
Meeting the mother-in-law for the first time, and they are going on a cruise together. Ooh. Now, look, that's, you know, usually you meet your future in-laws or whatever over like a lunch or a dinner or something, and then you get to, then you go back to having space from them. But this poor woman's going to be trapped on a boat with Seti Set for an entire week. And that's a lot of Seti Set.
That's a lot.
At least there's going to be, you know, beverages that, you know, she could,
yeah,
they both can take.
Every time I think of cruise, I think of Poop Cruise now. Did you guys ever watch it?
Oh, I did.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that's all I think of. Worst fear ever. So, hope that doesn't happen to you, Seti.
Wow.
Good luck on your Halloween cruise. It's going to be great until the toilets back up, which they will.
All right, I have an update on the T app. Remember there was even like another version for men to go on there and talk about and spill the tea on women? That was called the T on Her app. Both have been removed from the Apple App Store.
Oh, wow. Take a moment. Say your goodbyes.
They're gone. They said that those apps violated their policies regarding data protection, user safety, and moderation standards. Excuse me. And because they failed to meet those requirements, they are gone.
But you can still, but the apps are still operational, right?
That's a good question. I would assume,
when they're like, TikTok's going away from the app store. You can still use it and everybody's still on there if you already got it. So the people that are still on there spilling the tea about people they did, I bet it's still working.
Chidi, you're checking your phone.
I don't have the app, or I have the app, but I never signed up for it. But it looks like you can still.
Yeah, see, I bet it's still.
Okay, so if you have it downloaded on your phone, it's still usable.
Because like Apple and Google, they don't have the power to be like, we're shutting down you as a business.
Okay,
they can just say, we're not going to host you for new people to sign up for your
business. But then I'm assuming once they have an update on the app, then that's when nobody will be able to use it because they won't be able to update it at that point.
Oh, that's a good point. So just never update it then.
Yeah. They never get a new phone.
Right.
Stick with whatever you have right now. But I did hear of someone who, there was a lot of stuff being said about them, I guess, and it wasn't really true. So
A lot of people are saying, like, it's just such an easy platform to spread lies and rumors.
Yeah, it should be called the slander app.
However, one of my sisters did get on the app, and she was she's like, oh my God, I found somebody that you know.
Really?
Was it true? True stuff?
I wouldn't know, you know, I don't know firsthand, but
sounded believable.
It sounded very believable. Oh, she was like sending me all these screenshots. No, it's not even screenshots. You can't screenshot, but she
screen recorded.
No, she just logged. She like had one phone and then she like FaceTimed me from a different phone. And she was like, look,
she had multiple phones.
I think she'd use my mom's phone or something to call me.
She used her burner phone to take a screenshot
on the app
of another phone, her other burner phone. Could be on the T app. That's pretty interesting. So because I've never been on this app, were they using this person's real name?
The person they were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you post pictures of them.
Wow.
And that way you're letting other people know, hey, this is the person you don't want to mess with. Here's why.
That is interesting. Like, does that violate some sort of law when people are using your likeness, you know, pictures of you? And that I didn't consent to be put on there or whatever. And then
and then they're bashing
and
you.
Then saying stuff that's not true, potentially.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, isn't that defamation or something, or slander? Like,
yeah,
or?
It is. But I mean, people can technically do the same thing on any social media.
Yeah, but
app,
I think with the T app, you couldn't really defend yourself because the guys
you weren't on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So life hacks.
Well, no, it's too late now. Yeah. If you didn't already have it, because it's gone from the Apple Store.
But it's on the Google App Store. Ooh. You know what I mean? There's more than one player in town when it comes to app stores.
That's true.
Well, you
anyways, Chidi, you should sign up just to see what's on there.
Yeah.
I was a little curious. I was like, who else is on this app?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Izzy from Midland, Texas, and today is Friday. That means somebody's got to chug again.
Oh, my God.
Let's see who it is. Have a good weekend.
How about no one?
Well, I'm getting cheaty vibes today.
No, just like, no,
I can't tell. No. I'm sorry. It's just what I feel on the inside.
It's been a while.
It has been.
A long while. It has been,
but let's keep it that way.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people are saying that a couple of Taylor Swift's closest friends are siding with Charlie X. CX in their feud. So if you don't know, after Taylor dropped her latest album, we found out that she's beefing with Charlie XCX. If you don't know, Charlie was talking some smack about Taylor when she was dating Matt Healy. Apparently, Charlie's dating one of his bandmates, and she like hated that they were together. So Taylor's new song, actually Romantic, is about Charlie, if you want to go give that a listen. Anyways, fast forward to now, a couple of Taylor's besties, Cara Delevingne and Ed Sheeran, they were both recently at the Academy Museum Gala, and they were seen hanging out with Charlie XCX and even taking pictures with her. Ooh. And Cara Delevingne, knowing the feud, posted the picture.
Yikes.
And I guess there's also rumors that Ed and Taylor might be having like a little, you know, might be having some issues of their own, because I guess he felt some type of way over Taylor not contacting him over, you know, her getting engaged. Even though he doesn't have a cell phone, how do you contact Ed Sheeran? But I guess he expected her to, like, contact his team or something. He found out, like everybody else.
Do you really think there's, like, a huge feud between them, though?
Like, Taylor and Charlie? Yeah. I do.
Okay. So you would be upset, obviously, if your friends are hanging out with your enemy, then?
I go back and forth with this. At the end of the day, I feel like my problems with somebody shouldn't be somebody else's problems with somebody. If you want to have your own relationship with whoever, that's fine.
I thought that was girl code. I thought you had to hate the other person no matter what.
But it's also just like maturing a little bit. Like, you know, I don't know. But it would sting a little bit. It'd be nice if the people that I'm friends with hated everybody I hated. Right. But yeah. I don't expect
you hate too many people. That would be a lot.
Yeah. As everyone.
I always assumed that was girl code. Like, you had to. Sorry, if you're an enemy of my friend, you're an enemy of mine. And bro code's like, yeah, we don't really care. We don't have time for this.
It depends how big of an enemy. Like, what did they do to you? Because for this Taylor Charlie beef,
they called you boring Barbie.
Don't talk to them.
I guess maybe. I mean, if it's like your closest friends, you would expect them not to be friends with this. Like I would expect that of my sisters. If I don't like somebody, you guys don't like somebody. Mm-hmm. But like the few girlfriends I have, I don't put that on them.
Okay.
So maybe it depends how close you are to them. I don't know. Oh my God. Shaq's custom 2025 Range Rover just got stolen. Did you hear about this?
No. Ooh.
So any car Shaq gets, he has to put through like extensive custom work because he's a big guy and he's got to be able to fit in it. So like everything in this car is custom. The thing was brand new. So he has this car. I guess what he was trying to do is transport it to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it was on the way, but it never arrived, even though it was picked up from him by a shipping company. So somewhere along the way, someone was like, you know what? I'm just going to steal this car. Now, the thinking, what cops think happened, is someone might have impersonated the shipping company, acted like they were the actual transporters, picked up the car, and then just made off with it.
That is really
so
smart.
That investigation is ongoing, but nobody knows where his car is.
There's
right
no tracking
now.
Services or tracking devices on the car?
I thought there is. Doesn't every car have a tracking device? Especially one.
Well, not mine.
Like
it's
that.
A 2001
Toyota. Oh, yeah, not yours.
But like cars made in the modern era? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they did too.
Wow. But if it's that customized, most of us norms wouldn't even be able to drive that. Like, we could barely reach the pedals on our like on my Honda.
It's gotta
I have
be somebody
all the way
really, really tall.
Well,
yeah.
That's the other thing. You always wonder about like a, something that's super, super custom. And we sort of talked about this with the Louvre robbery because you're stealing these jewels and things that you can't turn around and resell. Okay, now you have this custom car that like is going to stick out like a sore thumb if you went to go try to put it on the market. Like, what's the value in that? You know.
No, it's in a chop shop somewhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess for parts, but like, yeah.
But it's a Range Rover. Like,
is it worth that much for parts? Those things break down left and right. Anyways, I don't know.
Anyways, that's your news for this morning. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Selena, you mentioned earlier in our 4 segment that the president calling off the federal deployment surge here in the Bay Area after some local leaders and tech billionaires called to beg his royal highness, please, 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 please don't do it. Well, that didn't stop the crowds of protesters from continuing to demonstrate outside of the Alameda Coast Guard station where the federal agents arrived yesterday morning. We also talked yesterday about how there were a few injuries to some of those protesters from flashbangs that were used by Border Patrol agents to try to disperse the crowd from blocking the gates there. Well, last night, somebody in a U-Haul truck driving erratically near those gates failed to comply with officers' commands and then at one point put the truck in reverse and tried to ram into the gates. According to a statement from the Coast Guard, quote, when the vehicle's actions posed a direct threat to the safety of Coast Guard and security personnel, law enforcement officers discharged several rounds of live fire. They shot at the driver of the truck. No Coast Guard members were injured in the incident. We don't totally know what happened to the driver of that truck or if there were any passengers on board. The Mercury News reporting that two men arrived at local hospitals for gunshot wound treatment, with sources telling them that one of them at least for sure is believed to be the driver that U-Haul. Again, we don't have confirmation of this yet.
Wow.
And the identity of that second person that was wounded by gunfire, not clear if they were involved in the same incident or it was a separate incident, but we don't know. But things turned violent late last night.
Oh, wow.
It was about 10 o'clock last night.
All right. Thank you for that update, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV Show? Quick question. Where did you get Dutch Bros in this area?
It's a good question. Our buddy Chidi's in with us this morning. She brought each of us a Dutch Bros coffee. Much appreciated, by the way, Chidi.
Yeah, thank you, Chidi.
It's delicious. Almost as good as Starbucks. I'm kidding. It's really good. Where is this from? And then shout out the one that you work at.
Yeah, so I got this one in Vallejo, so it's a little out the ways. But they are building one in San Jose, though, so just to let you know. But I work in the one in Dixon.
Where?
Dixon.
Where?
Dixon.
I gotta get a map out.
It's on your way to Sacramento.
Are you working this weekend?
Yes, no. I'm working today, but not this weekend.
Ooh, today okay. What time?
What time?
At 3 to 6.
Yeah.
All right, 3 to 6.
So
if you happen to find
me.
If you happen to find yourself in some place called Dixon.
Where?
I don't know. Dixon. But if you happen to find yourself there from 3 to 6, go say hi to
Grandma, are we number one in Dixon?
If I can figure out where it is, then I'll let you know if we're number one there.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Louisa from Mountain View. Just calling in to...
Oh, sorry.
Morning, JV Show. This is Louisa from Mountain View. Just calling in to say that I am waiting for the Prize Picks choices for this weekend. No pressure, but I'm sure everyone else is as well. Just waiting for Graham's Picks. All right, have a good day.
All right, on Fridays, you guys know for Prize Picks, I give out Graham's Picks. And this morning, I'm still compiling my picks, so I'm going to need a little bit more time to study up on this upcoming Niner game. Let's go 9:20 this morning. I'll give out my picks. I'll post them on social media as well.
Are you a little bit nervous about, I mean, because last week, your picks were like on point. People won a lot of money. What if this week, they're not so on point?
The pressure's on. That's why I'm putting it.
Everyone's depending on you.
Well, that's why I'm pushing it off to 9:20, because I need a little more time.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
I had this one friend that must have felt so comfortable around me. She would always show me her.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And obviously, I couldn't say no.
I would take a look, too. Wouldn't you? Someone's like, here, take a look at these babies.
I guess, I'd be curious. Yeah.
Oh. I have to just look.
It would feel really wrong, though.
Yeah.
She lets you squeeze them? Oh, okay. Sorry. Think about what that bleeped up word could be. And remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. We got to be able to play it on the air. And the winning word is always something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. Again, you're leaving them on the talkback mic on our free iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to what the bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. When you do that, we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I had this one friend that must have felt so comfortable around me. She would always show me her.
Yeah. I was like, are you sure you want me to see this?
Like all the time?
All the time.
I feel like I give it like maybe like one or two times. After that, I'd be weirded out a little bit.
Yeah.
Stop showing it to me. Yeah. Not enough. Yes. No, that rash is not normal.
Remember, this is a family show, people. So that word is something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin. And I think the bleeped out word of the day is photos. Some of her risque photos. Have a wonderful day. Happy Friday.
But that's a good guess.
That is a great guess. Does that happen, ladies?
It hasn't happened to me, no. Mm-mm.
Like, because obviously you have friends that have sent pictures like that to a significant other or someone they're interested in. Mm-hmm. They've never shown you, look at what I sent him.
Yeah, I've been shown some.
I was told about them once, but they didn't show me, and I wasn't like, oh, let me see.
Really? I thought that would be a little more commonplace. Selena, did you like what you saw?
Yeah, I'd be like, compliment them.
Okay.
Yeah, like, hey,
you were like, oh, send it to me,
that's
too.
That's a good picture of you, yeah. Very flattering.
I know you compliment it out loud, but I'm talking about you. Like, what was your actual thought? Like, yeah, that's not the best angle.
No, they look good. They look
good. Sure you want to show that? Oh.
Good morning. My name is Allison from Richmond, currently on the Bay Bridge, and my guess is credit score.
Ooh, that's...
Is that a fart at the end of that? What was that? I heard something. I just, you know.
Yes. Not like a balloon.
No, it's not. I think she's got some leather seats in that car on the Bay Bridge. A little squeaker.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I think the bleeped out word is paycheck.
Paycheck. That's one of the most popular guesses this morning.
That's a good
one. Any of your friends, or you guys ever shown yours?
Yeah.
No.
Back in the day, like... I'm sure it happened.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I feel like that's something people are so guarded about.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something I would do, but maybe.
When I was working with, like I'd show my bestie, who was also my coworker, because we'd compare, you know, like, how many hours did you work? Oh, only got 8. Oh,
okay, so yes, you've done that.
Don't you feel like people would be more likely to show risque pictures than they would show their pay stub?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like pay stubs are more embarrassing.
Yeah. It's a weird world we live in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
I had this one friend that must have felt so comfortable around me. She would always show me her.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All the time.
She sounds like a keeper.
I'd like to take a look first.
This is a family show, sickos. That word is always something clean. Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Alameda, and my guess for today's bleeped out word is diary. Happy Friday!
Happy Friday! That's not it, but thank you for leaving that guess, Danny, in Alameda.
Do people still have diaries?
I think so. But you don't show them to anyone, obviously.
But like real handwritten diaries, or is it all in the cloud?
Every
now?
Night you're like, dear diary.
I think people still do. They brought them back. Gen Zers did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not like a grown adult.
Like physical diaries, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, they call them journals now.
Oh, yeah, journals.
Okay, I think journaling is fine, but diaries gives like...
It's the same thing, though.
Preteen. I don't know.
Diary.
I don't know. It sounds different.
Like, Mikey totally looked at me in class today.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is feet. I don't know. Maybe she'd like to really show you her feet. Happy Friday.
Like, hey, check these bad boys out.
Oh, no.
There are lots of ladies that are very self-conscious about their feet. Do you guys try to hide them from each other?
No.
I mean, they're just...
Not with their legs. Like,
they're just there.
Unless, you know, they're my...
your nails
chipping.
Aren't done.
Yeah.
So you're just like, whatever, full bunions out. Like, it's ladies' night.
Bunions would have been a great word. She shows me her bunions.
Pop your socks off and let those bunions breathe.
Hi, it's Lincoln from San Mateo, and I think the bleeped out word is DMs.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning, DMs.
Good morning, JV Show fam. I think the bleeped out word is text, like text messages. Hope I win.
Shows me her text.
There's another very popular guess this morning, but unfortunately.
Yeah, did nobody guess it this morning?
Got it.
Oh, no. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I had this one friend that must have felt so comfortable around me. She would always show me her finances.
Yeah.
Finances.
She had a full-on breakdown of everything.
See, I feel like people are very guarded about that because your finances include like what you got in the bank and
how much you're spending
on your paycheck looks like.
Yeah, what you owe to certain credit cards. And it was like, this is what I spend. This is what I'm like saving. This is what's going to this. And I was like, great, I have none of that.
I don't even have finances.
You always show somebody that if you're doing like really, really good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's generally, more in sort of a... braggy sort of way. All right, well, no shout outs to give on this Friday.
Wow.
So that's not how we wanted to start our weekend, but we will be giving away a Chug Mug, I hope, if we can get a winner on Monday, same time. Thank you to everybody that left a talk back this morning. So many guesses. I'm going to go through some of the other popular guesses and some that I thought were funny. Password, popular guess. Are you guys guarded amongst your friends with your passwords? But don't look over my shoulder. I'm about to type in my password.
Oh, no. Not really. I've never given my password out, but. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Tattoos, another popular guess. Lingerie, bank account right there with finances. A few people guessed that. Very close. Taxes, another great guess. Very close to finances. A few people guessed armpits.
What?
I have questions about that. Is that a thing?
I guess I've never gone around showing or seeing. Yeah.
Like, hey, girly, come check out my pit. Get in there. Get a sniff if you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Boogers, another guess.
Mustache would have been a great guess.
Back hair would have been a good guess. Blisters was a guess that I thought was gross. Birthmark, also a very popular guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
My name is Han.
Han, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Oh, we are great. Thank you so much. We're just trying to get you these tickets. Jess, what is on the line today?
It's 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
For Fright Fest, right?
Yeah.
So much fun. All right, so here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, awesome. My kids are also in the car with me. We're actually right outside of school.
Okay, you
love it.
You turn around and tell them have a great day at school, kids. But reminder, no cheating.
All right, so here's question number 1. A pencil's lead is not made from actual lead. Instead, it's made out of what?
It's not the lead. Inside the lead, the pencil is made out of a tree. The inside is made out of... Oh, boy.
Did one of those kids just insult my question? I swear to God, I will come down to that school and find you. Take a guess.
Oh, God, I don't know.
It's made out of graphite.
Yeah, graphite pencils. That's what we're using. All right, question number 2. How many grams are there in a kilogram? I heard somebody back there say 1,000.
Smarty pants back there. Here's question number 3. In a proper table setting, what side of the plate should you set the knife?
The knife is on the right side.
Yep.
Nice.
That is correct. Ladies, did you guys know that around the room?
I don't know how to set it proper.
Just checking. All right. It comes down to this final question. You guys need this one. Question number 4. What current 49ers player was infamously shot in Union Square prior to his rookie season?
Who was shot? Who is it?
McCaffrey?
No, not McCaffrey. What was it? Oh, I don't know. You have to know.
Come on. You guys got this. He plays wide receiver.
Oh, no.
What is it? Oh, I don't know this one. My husband will be so mad at me. I don't know this one.
Oh, no.
Come on. It rhymes with hickey, Hearsall.
What's his last name? It's a Hickey Hearsall. What's the last name? Greg Hearsall.
Come on.
Oh, they said it.
What is it?
What did you say? Wait. What did you say, son?
Say that.
No, what did you say, son? No.
Someone said it. I heard it.
Nope.
I did not hear it. But just
the squabble up in that car. I love it. It's fantastic.
Oh
Ricky Pearsall was the answer there. Did anybody on our system, did anybody in the car say that?
You did say that.
Okay, if he said that, do we give it to him?
If somebody said Pearsall in their car, I'll happily give them the tickets.
Jess said she heard it as well.
I didn't know the answer, so I didn't know if it was right. But he said it.
All right,
we're on the honor system.
There you go. Yay!
Now you guys get to check out Fright Fest at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Congratulations, guys.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You are so welcome.
We call you every single morning, and we are so excited that we got on the air. So thank you guys so much.
That's awesome. We appreciate you guys.
Yes. You guys have a great weekend there. Have fun at Six Flags. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, do we have some shout-outs?
Yeah, I think people are going to be mad at me because I always give Jess a hard time when she gives out hints. But I don't know. It's a Friday. We didn't have a winner for our chug mug earlier. We needed a win right there. So
I'm with you, Graham.
I give a little hint there. All right, I got a bunch of DMs, so buckle up, everyone. First one, hey, Graham, I'm Sarah. My son Skylar turned 16 today. He's been listening to the JV show for 16 years and 9 months. Please wish him a happy 16th birthday and let him know his family loves him very much. Thank you, and we love the JV show.
Birthday.
So happy birthday, Skylar.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, appreciate it if you give a birthday shout-out to my son, Jacob, who turns 12 years old today. We listen to the show every morning on our way to school and work. Happy birthday, Jacob, from Dad, Mom, and Avery. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. First time doing a shout-out. We listen to the show every morning on the way to school. Want to do a shout-out to my son, Angel. He's hitting the double digits on Sunday the 26th. Happy birthday, Papa. Love, Mom, sister, niece, brothers, and Tita. That's Grandma. We love him, I'm assuming, from here to the moon and back. Hope you enjoyed your birthday party this past weekend. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, please help us wish a very happy 13th birthday to Cameron. We've enjoyed listening to the JV show together every morning before school and playing along with the Yep Nope game. It'd be so awesome to hear his favorite DJs give him a shout out on his birthday. Cameron, we're so proud of your hard work and perseverance. We're inspired by your endless creativity. Have a wonderful day. Love, Mom, Dad, Whitney, Elvis, and Ursula. Yes, happy birthday, Cameron.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. My husband and I have been listening to you guys for years, and now our 9-year-old daughter is a big fan too. Wondering if you could please give a special shout out to my daughter Talia and all the girls on the Saint Veronica fourth grade volleyball team. Today is their last game of the season. Good luck, ladies. Go Falcons! Mommy and Daddy love her very much, and that's from Mom Erica. Yes, good luck, ladies.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, just a mom sliding into your DMs for the first time. Welcome in. I was hoping to shout out my son Elijah for his 6th birthday today. We're so proud of the kind, smart, and cool guy you've become. Can't wait to celebrate you at Chuck E. Cheese later.
Nice.
Happy birthday. All our love, Mommy, Daddy, Natalie, Junior, Mikey, and first sister Cassie. Yes, happy birthday, Elijah.
Who gives a fuck?
Hi, Graham. This mom's sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. I was hoping you could wish my daughter, Leah, a happy 6th birthday. We're so proud of you and how sweet, loving, smart, and loving you are. We hope you have a great and beautiful day. Love, Mommy, Daddy, and your sisters, Isla, Callie, and your doggy friend, Nala. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Graham, today is my daughter's 10th birthday. Her name is Michaela, and she's entering 2 digits. She's now a teenager. You're growing up too fast.
Love that.
We love you so much. We love how you always make everyone smile. Your determination is inspiring. Keep shining your light. Have a good day at school. Love, Mom, Dad, Buster, and Chime.
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, Graham, love the show. It's the only thing that keeps me sane in traffic. Can you give a big shout out to my puppy girl, Mary? She's turning 1 today. Give her a big old woof, woof. She gives all the birthday farts. That's from Vanessa and Pedro in San Francisco. And puppy sister, Trixie. We're doing dog shout outs now.
Who gives a
fuck? Another one here. Hey, Graham, I was wondering if you could give my mom, Crystal, a shout out for being the best mama and Gigi out there. She helps us out so much. I don't want her to feel not appreciated. Fun fact, she's listened to the JV show every day for years. I remember being shouted out on my 13th birthday years ago. Love, Kai, Mac, Ro, and baby Maisie. Happy Friday, everybody.
Who gives
a fart?
And
one more. Good morning, JV friends. Boyfriend sliding into your DMs.
Oh.
Scratch that. fiance sliding into your DMs. I was hoping to give my newly engaged girly friend, Camila, a shout out for her birthday. Today she turns 27, and we just got back from our trip to New York a couple days ago where I bent the knee after 7 years.
Wow.
Me and Cammy play along together with a phone on the Yep Nope game on our way to work almost daily. Love you, Cammy. Look forward to forever. And that's from your fiance, Alexis.
That is so sweet.
Yes, congrats, you guys.
That's a big deal.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah,
never mind.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up. We've got to talk about this really scary video of Britney Spears driving so erratically. Those details are next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Britney Spears is reportedly spiraling and was driving so crazy the other night. Now, the reason for her spiraling, I'm sure you can guess what's causing all of this stress, is the release of Kevin Federline's tell-all book. Mm-hmm. It's reopening old wounds, according to sources, and it is just not good for her at all. Now, fast forward to Britney out to dinner with a friend in Thousand Oaks. I'm not sure if this was last night or the night before, but we have video of her from, you know, various witnesses and people that were there. And first in the restaurant, we see her. She's drinking. I mean, we don't know what's in the glass, right, but it looks like alcohol, champagne or wine, mm-hmm, or something. And as she's like walking out, she's like dropping stuff. She and her friends, they're walking together. She looks a little unsteady on her feet, but it, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. They're like holding hands or holding, you know, arms. And then Britney gets outside. She gets into the driver's seat of her black BMW. By the way, we have a couple clips if you want to go check any of this out. JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. She gets into the driver's seat of her car. According to reports, several people attempted to stop her from driving. That was unsuccessful. Another source says she nearly ran over her friend when she was pulling out of the parking spot. Then we have various video of her actually behind the wheel.
Ooh, it's bad.
There's one video of her at a stoplight. She's putting something in her mouth. We don't know what it is. And then the video from somebody driving behind her. Like, wow. Jess, it's so bad. It's so she is swerving into
everything,
the opposite lane. Yeah. You know, if there were other cars coming, that would have been a head-on collision right there. She's in the bike lane. Oh, like, if you want to have anxiety this morning, watch this video, because at one point there's a car coming the opposite direction and you don't know what is going to happen. Is she going to swerve into that car? I don't know. Eventually,
that's so scary.
It's so scary. Yeah. Eventually, Britney reaches the gate to her home and she couldn't even figure out how to get inside. After 20 minutes of trying, her friend just got out of her car and it took Britney like another 10 minutes before finally getting the gate open so she could get in.
Look, drunk driving or driving under the influence of anything is infuriating. We should all not, you know, be so mad about it and upset about it when anybody does it. But there's something even more infuriating when rich celebrities do it. You could have a freaking helicopter come pick you up at that restaurant if you wanted. You have the means to do it. You can have the biggest stretch limousine. You can have a driver on staff that comes and drives you to places. There is absolutely no excuse. There's no excuse for anybody, because there's Lyft, there's Uber, you should never drive under the influence. But I don't know what it is about when a celebrity does it, a pro athlete or something. It makes me so mad.
And who is this friend that was like, great idea, you get behind the wheel, I'll ride passenger.
Also, does Britney Spears have an active driver's license? Because I don't think that she does. Remember, we played audio of her one time, or a police dash cam video of her getting pulled over, and the officer's like, you know, this is like the 10th time I pulled you over, and she doesn't have her license on her, and I don't think she has a license, and they kept letting her go. This shouldn't be allowed. I don't think, and should there be some sort of evaluation that, one, she's even capable of driving a car right now?
Yes, there should. This could have ended so badly, putting everybody at risk.
According to AI Overview, she does have a driver's license. She just doesn't carry it with her, so that's gotten her into trouble before.
Well, if you get busted enough times driving without your license, shouldn't it get revoked at some point? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you're not following the laws. Yeah. I don't know.
No, just pay a fine, because that's happened to me a few times. Except for the one time I just gave, I gave the cop my sister's information, but I still didn't have the ID on me.
That was good. Yeah, I don't know. This whole story just angers me.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We should not tolerate this behavior. And if you have this video evidence of this happening, cops should go be knocking on our door right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the video is so bad. Go. Like,
explain this. Here's the evidence of you driving under the influence.
All right, Graham, let's get the update.
All right, the fallout continues from the major NBA sports gambling scandal that broke yesterday. Here are a few of the highlights that I feel like we need to discuss. Portland Trailblazers head coach and former star player Chauncey Billups, he's one of the main figures arrested yesterday over his involvement in mafia-backed poker game scam. Warriors, by the way, heading up to Portland today to play the Trailblazers tonight. He's not going to be on the sidelines coaching, obviously. Billups, despite around $100 million in career earnings while he was a player and obviously making millions more coaching, he was running a poker game that relied on rigged shuffling machines and some X-ray tables so they could like see through and see what cards the opponents had. Super, super shady. And again, this whole thing had mafia or mob ties.
Oh my God.
I think it's so bizarre. You made $100 million as a player. $100 million.
I would love one of those tables and I play Uno.
To know
what do you guys know there's a liar's version of Uno? So like it's allowed to lie. Like you're allowed to lie during that game.
What?
What do you mean? How do you lie? You have to put your card down, right?
I don't know. I got to look into it more.
But like this is a red seven. And everyone's like, no, it's not. That's a blue four. Well, I was lying.
And I don't know.
I think there's another one where you have to show, everyone has to show their whole deck.
What?
Yeah,
I don't like, I don't want to do that when I saw one of these tables.
We have Uno No Mercy right now. You guys play that one? There's draw tens and like it's brutal.
Oh my God, I want that.
My kids, generally somebody cries during that.
That would be me.
I don't recommend that. The other interesting thing with the scandal, former teammate of LeBron James and then now unofficial sort of coach, Damon Jones, he's one of the people that's named in this. And what's interesting about his involvement is that he was allegedly leaking LeBron's injury status to other people that were then using that to place bets. Like, I don't know, LeBron might not play tonight. You know, like he's going to have a bet.
Wow.
You should bet against him tonight. He's hurt or whatever. But he's like a friend of LeBron's. And yet LeBron is not being accused of any wrongdoing here. In my mind, this is one of those ones that's getting a little too close to like one of the faces of the league. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's what it's giving.
Major League Baseball was just like, he didn't know anything about $17 million going out of his account. It was the interpreter. And they swept that right under the rug because he's the biggest star player of all time.
That's
they didn't want to ban him for life. Something doesn't sit right about this. Also, the interesting thing is when this news dropped, because you know they had enough to charge these guys like 2 weeks ago before the season started. But instead, we've had phenomenal opening basketball games over the past couple of days. But nobody's talking about that. Everyone's talking about the NBA scandal. A lot of people that the president directed the timing of this because a lot of NBA players have been vocal critics of his. And so they timed this announcement to overshadow the kickoff of the NBA.
Very interesting.
Kickoff, again, it's not the right word. Tip off.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. Good morning, JV Show, everyone. This is Joe in Santa Rosa. Happy Friday to all. On this foggy morning going through Sonoma County. I had a question. About 2 weeks ago, there was a word or a phrase that you guys used. It was like a conjunction word. It was something along lines of considering or apologize or whatever it was. It was like two big words put into one. It's driving me nuts. What is it? Have a good day.
Perhaps it was this.
So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging.
Acknowledging is a word that Selena trademarked.
I love that word. Yeah.
Acknowledging. There you go. And good morning to Joe in Santa Rosa. It was super foggy on my drive in out of Napa this morning.
Thank you for acknowledging that. Everyone try to use that one time this weekend.
Please.
Okay. Acknowledgize.
Preferably to a boss or somebody. Yeah. Let them know that you acknowledgize what they're saying
to you. You should acknowledgize my hard work. This life would fall apart without me.
Love it.
All right, you guys, let's get serious. You know it's spooky season.
So I have a very important question for you guys.
Okay.
Do you think that you could survive in a horror movie?
No.
No.
Yes.
Of course, I would say yes.
Graham. I feel like I have just survival instinct. I feel like I was some sort of survivalist in a past life.
Well, apparently a third of people do think that they could survive. 42%, though, admit they'd be the ones that they'd get that would get killed off first. Which
that would
I think.
Yeah, that would be me.
But Graham, they do say that like 14% predict that they could outsmart the villain with logic and reason. And I think that's you.
I think some of that, but then just sheer brute force.
You think you can fight him?
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's when they like they're like running and then they stop and they hide. It's like, why don't you just keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
You know, they always like stop. Like, oh, where is he? I'm gonna hide behind this thing, and the whole time the killer's behind them. It's like, what are you doing?
How does the killer get there so fast?
I know the killer's always walking in like the slowest pace possible.
Yeah, and next thing you know, he's there, and you're like, wait, how'd you do that?
Every once in a while, though, you get one that runs, and like me versus anyone, like I'm losing that race.
That's a good point. So you're just giving up?
Sadly.
Wow.
Now I wouldn't just give up, but I'm just not very confident that I would make it out of there.
I also think I'm really good at hiding. Phenomenal hider,
really?
You guys.
You're really tall.
We play hide and seek in my house. My kids can never find me.
Well, that's against children. Yeah. Like you're dealing with an expert killer over here.
Kids are experts at hide and seek. Trust me, they're really good at the game and they search everywhere. I have a couple spots they can never find me.
Here's
it drives
why I
them crazy.
Would be horrible at hide and seek with a killer. It's because I wouldn't be able to stop like crying and hyperventilating.
You're in the room hidden somewhere in all
years. No, it's like in the closet.
Mine would probably be my hard breathing.
I don't know how they keep it killed. Together in this movie. Like I would be like, I wouldn't be able to stop.
Yeah, now, you're dead.
Would you be the type of person where like they hear a noise and then you go directly to that noise to find out?
No.
I'm always surprised when that happens.
Yeah. Well, have you ever had that? We talked about it one time on a show a few years back. Like there was a big crash in my downstairs, this house that we're living in San Rafael. Like there was a huge crash and I assumed intruder, right? Sounded like somebody was breaking in. But I still went downstairs to see very cautiously, you know, but like, what would you do in that scenario? Because that's the thing. Like you hear the sound. Do you go investigate or are you like hide in the closet?
Hide.
Call 911.
I hide.
Go hide with the knife.
I think about this
It was
sometimes.
A very large clock that ripped off the wall.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's so scary.
And hit like a desk and knocked over a bunch of stuff. Oh, but dang. I was like, dude, somebody's in the house. And I went down there with a remote control as my only weapon. I don't know. That was the one thing that was near me to grab to go fight something with.
You don't keep a bat by your bed? You look like someone who would keep a bat by your bed, just in case.
Yeah, there is.
See?
Wow. It's a mini bat.
Oh, see? You like a little baby bat.
Yeah, it's one of those souvenir ones from Six Flags. I can't wait to just smack somebody with that thing.
See, I feel like I wouldn't be able to maybe necessarily fight off a killer, but I would be like, oh, this is not like you. You know,
you're going to try to talk them down.
Yeah,
that is
like,
I'm not going to
like with emotion.
Yeah,
you know,
they
like,
don't have emotion. No. Like,
what would your mom think about what you're doing right now?
She'd be like, very disappointed.
You think about the dreams that you've had before and like you
like,
can
my dream is killing people.
Yeah, the dream is to wear your face.
Yeah, they want to turn your skin into a purse.
Well, then I'll be like, think about all the other more beautiful people that you can find.
With nicer skin.
Look at these.
You don't want these wrinkles.
Yeah. Look at the size.
I didn't even get Botox. I haven't had Botox in so many
Now we're going too far.
Oh, yeah. Just came in this morning with a sty.
Yeah. Call it just a
sty. My eye is swollen. It's not a full-on sty yet.
We don't know what it is, but it's a mystery swelling.
Like I'm making sure it doesn't develop into that. I'm going to go to a lady who will tell me what to put on it.
I already told you, as a hashtag sty survivor, it's a sty.
You gotta put a warm towel on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Does anyone have a warm towel in here?
No.
No.
Not now. When you get home, Jess.
Okay.
I can warm one up for you, though.
Ew.
All right. Pink eye.
You guys, it's time to get serious.
Sorry.
No.
Really?
Yeah, because next is our Chuck Wheel game.
I know. We're going to be opening up the phone lines for that right after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, sexy people. Mama Albert here. Life hack. Just saw this on Instagram the other day. If you keep a bat next to your bed, you put a sock over it. So when you're beating the intruder, the killer, the murderer, whoever it is, and they reach and they grab the bat, you pull the bat towards you, and they pull off the sock instead, and then you continue beating the hell out of them. Boom. Don't say I never taught you anything. Happy Friday.
That's a good life hack right there.
Not sure if that's a euphemism for something else, but yeah, I'll put a sock on my bat later.
Anyways.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Not good. This is not good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fine.
I'm shaking.
I know, but we had too much coffee, and then like the anxiety over this game was just not a good combination.
Yeah.
We were overserved this morning.
Sorry, guys.
Chidi brought in Dutch Bros. No, but thank you. Chidi. Very, very sweet of you. All right. We lost our caller 20.
Oh, no.
Whoever we had hung up. So
they got scared.
We're just going to be picking someone. By the way, it's Wild 94.9. We're the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And who is this on the phone?
Hi, it's Alejandra from Richmond.
Alejandra from Richmond. Well, good morning to you. I think you know what you're getting yourself into. You're going to be playing our Chug Wheel game along with us. You're going to be getting a JV Show Chug Mug. So there's that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So here's how this game works. We sent Jess out to the streets, and she talked to a random person, and she asked that random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down, and if you can guess correctly what that person on the street said, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game. We're going to draw names, and someone in here is going to be chugging something off of the chug wheel. And, Graham, what's on the chug wheel this week?
All right. On the JV Show Chug Wheel, we have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. Yeah, bro. We have mackerel fish brine. Holy mackerel! That's like some canned fish. You're going to drink the juice. Toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my home toilet, the one that I use the most, of course. We have Pain is Good hot sauce. Now, I'm not, like, you know, too mean about this game. I don't know that that'll be a full jug, maybe a double shot. Turmeric juice on the wheel. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, of course. That is a hearty barley, beef, and vegetable. Dealer's choice. You land on that space. You can pick whatever you want from the chug wheel.
Oh, my God. All right. Alejandra, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's find out who Jess talked to.
Elaine.
All right. So here we go. Question number one. Listen up.
What type of Halloween costume do you usually opt for? Funny, sexy, or scary?
Ooh, all right. What do you think she said?
Scary.
Funny.
She went funny.
Ooh, she goes funny. Good costume. Choice. Okay, next question.
Have you seen K-pop Demon Hunters, the movie?
What do you think Elaine said, Alejandra? Has she seen K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yes.
All right, it's 1-1 right now. 1-1.
Finish this sentence. I hate it when there are too many nuts in my...
Alejandra, what do you think she said?
Careful.
Muffin? I don't know.
In her what?
Muffin.
Muffin. Okay.
Pants?
Pants? She said pants.
I don't know how to say that. either way. There's
too many nuts in my... Alejandra, you still have 1 point.
I don't know what to do with that one. All right, next question.
When you go to a restaurant and they have a trash, recycling, and compost, do you sort and throw away your items into the proper bin or just throw it all in the same one?
Alejandra, what do you think Elaine said? Sort the items when you're throwing it away or just chuck it all in the same one?
Sort them.
Sort it.
She sorts it.
2-2, current score.
Perfect. All right, let's go to the next question.
Have you had anything pumpkin spice flavored yet this fall?
Oh, what do you think she said?
Yes.
No, not yet.
What? How?
I'm drinking a... Chidi, what am I drinking? A pumpkin...
A caramel pumpkin brulee.
It's delicious.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yummy. All right, 3 incorrect, 2 correct right now for Alejandra. Next question.
Can you name the 2 teams playing in the World Series?
What do you think she said? Can she name those teams?
No.
Dodgers? And Giants? No?
Well, I'm giving it a ding because, correct, she couldn't name them, but...
Dodgers are right.
Unfortunately, that's a point for Alejandra because she could not name the teams. It's Dodgers Blue Jays, not Dodgers Giants.
Yes.
Dodgers Giants could not play each other in the World Series, by the way. They're both in the National League.
How many points does Alejandra have?
Am I scoring this right? I got 3-3?
Yep.
Is anyone else? Okay.
All right. Next question.
Do you cross a bridge on your daily commute?
Ooh, what do you think she said?
Yes.
No, we don't.
No bridge crossing.
Okay. As it always does in the JV Show Chug Wheel, just to have our anxiety max out, it's down to the final question. Alejandra, you need to get this one correct to win the game. Make somebody chug here on the JV Show.
Top classic horror movie villain, Michael Myers, Jason, or Freddy Krueger?
What do you think she said? Top horror movie villain?
Michael
Myers?
At the buzzer. That's not even the right answer. You go Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, obviously.
Well, Alejandra, thanks for nothing.
Okay. I thought we were home free.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can I get one quick shout out?
Yes.
To my kids, Valentina and Jose. We always listen to you guys. I'm always in Graham's DMs. And the day they're not with me is the day my call goes through.
Oh!
Well, shout out to them. Stay in my DMs, by the way. Thank you. And more
this will be in the podcast also, so they can go back and listen if they want to hear.
But the one thing I'd like to say to your kids.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. There we go. All right.
Yes,
well,
thank you, Graham.
Congratulations. You got a chuggy muggy. Hang on, because we're about to draw names. Hold on there. All right, Jess has the
I'm scared. The
are we drawing right now? My anxiety is too much. I can't take it.
Why? Why?
Dude, I thought we were home free there.
Who picked Mike Myers? She's got a name in her hand.
Mike Myers?
I don't know.
She's got a name in her hand.
I swear if it's me, I'm quitting.
Today, the person that will be chugging is...
Graham! Oh!
She was so smiley.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My adrenaline, it's still through the roof. Hey, Graham is going to be spinning the chug wheel next.
I'm manifesting a hard seltzer.
Move.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, stuff it right now.
All right.
Stuff
it. Before you spin, I want to let everyone know that we are streaming live on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Give us a follow, and then you can check out our chugging, or Graham's chugging.
I lost. Next. My name was selected in... The JV Show chug wheel. And everyone's like,
you, Graham.
Jess is always like, Graham never chugs. Graham never chugs. I chug all the time, and I'm about to chug again. So stuff it.
I honestly thought it was going to be Selena.
Me too.
I was getting Selena vibes.
Can we get some cheating vibes?
No.
How long has it been now?
Months.
It's been months since she's chugged.
I'm just lucky right now.
You're thirsty. All right, on this morning's JV Show Chug Wheel, we have Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, Hard Seltzer.
Yeah, bro.
I'm manifesting that because it's Friday. We have mackerel fish brine. Holy mackerel. That's going to be some fish juice. Toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my home toilet, the one that I use the most. I'd also gladly drink that. I'm just putting that out into the universe.
That's disgusting.
We have Pain is Good hot sauce, something called turmeric juice, and then we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. It's a barley, beef, and vegetable soup. Chef did not recommend. And then we have dealer's choice. Land on that one. You get to pick anything you want off the chug wheel.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Give it a spin. Spin it. Go. All right, come on, Baja Blast. Graham.
All right, here we go. I'm spinning the wheel.
All right.
Nice hard spin.
Wheel is spinning. Nice good one
right there. Slowing down. It is coming to a... it's going... Oh, thank God! Mountain Dew! No! Baja Blast! Hard seltzer! Thank you to everybody that's on Instagram live right now because they just witnessed a miracle. It was on the mackerel fish brine and clicked, I don't know, maybe 3/4 of an inch
past
the last second to get to the Baja Blast. Woo!
Let's go. All right. No one cares, but we're going to, I guess, watch Graham chug
wheel canceled.
Next.
Everybody go home. The wheel's canceled.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Should we just skip it?
Yeah. I don't want...
You're so happy right now.
I know.
Like
Graham's about to chug some Mountain Dew Baja Blast. What is it?
Hard seltzer.
Hard seltzer. Yeah, nobody cares. Just chug it and be over with it.
Yeah. Why are you guys so salty?
Because.
Why can't you be happy for me?
Because
you created
don't
this
get
wheel
lucky.
With gross stuff.
For us to drink.
Yeah. I chugged tuna juice one time.
What?
Tuna juice and fish sauce. Let the record show.
That's true.
This
All right.
Hard seltzer, Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, whatever it is, it's warm. It's not going to be great, but...
Well, chef!
Oh, my God.
It's better than everything else on that wheel.
All right, go ahead,
Graham.
Are we
ready? Let's go to work. Here we go.
Oh, my God. He's down on one knee. Just get it over with. Look at him.
Chef,
look
chef,
at him. He's
chef,
so happy. Chef. I can't stand it. That was the quickest chug ever. Look. Done.
Oh, my God.
It got on me.
He kicked the chug mug. And...
Oh, my gosh. It got
look,
on
he kicked all this dust. Oh, my God. It's so dusty in here.
I kicked the...
All these, like, feathers are falling on Chidi's head.
I kicked the mug and it hit the light and all the dust came down from it.
Onto Chidi.
Yeah. Oops.
How was it?
Delicious, you guys. Yeah. It was so good.
I bet.
I bet.
So good.
All right.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. You're getting your weekend started. What are you doing this weekend, Graham?
That's a good question. Oh, you guys, night out in the city tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Night out, kid-free alert. It's a buddy of mine's birthday, and he owns a bar here in San Francisco, and we're shutting it down, private party.
Oh.
And I already know my wife is going to hate me.
Uh-oh. Why? She's not invited?
No, she's coming.
Oh.
And we have a hotel for the night. That part's going to be.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so fun.
We have a full kid-free night, but it's like all the, It's like the OG drinking crew getting back together.
Oh.
And it's going to get rowdy. We're going to act like idiots.
How OG are you guys going to bring out your Harry Ballers costume?
No, but good
idea. Is it a costume party?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Then what's the point?
My buddy whose birthday it is hates dressing up.
You guys all dress up like him.
He hates Halloween, so.
Missed opportunity.
I know. You should dress up anyways.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't there like nothing worse? This hasn't happened to me, but I know it's happened to Jess. Showing up to a party and thinking it's a costume party. Hasn't that happened to you?
Oh.
She showed up as Luigi somewhere. I was like, what are you doing here?
I forgot why she's hiding her face.
We're still live on Instagram, JB Morning Show. But didn't that happen to you before?
So we were told it was a costume party. And we show up. I show up with my friends. We're in a group. We're all wearing costumes. We're like walking by, right? There's bushes, so we're kind of hiding through the bushes as we see that no one in the party is dressed in any costumes except for our group.
What were you guys dressed as?
We had somebody dressed as the Joker with full-on face paint.
Why do you have your fist in the air right now? Like, are you doing like, is this
I'm
some
trying
sort of
to cover. Chidi's trying to get me on the Instagram live, but I'm dealing with an almost sty right now, Chidi, and I'm wearing my glasses and I'm feeling very self-conscious right now. So please take the camera
I just let
away.
Everyone know,
I'll get the other angle.
Yeah, the glasses only magnify the sty right now. It's like a zoomed in close up. Yeah,
thank you guys for bullying me for my insecurity right now. Thank you. But yeah, there's nothing worse than showing up to a Halloween party with
oh my god
with a costume and no one else being dressed.
Anyways, that's gonna be a fun night out.
It should be. I assume I will have some stories on Monday morning, but I already know that and I've been texting with my buddies. I was like, our wives / girlfriends are all gonna hate us after this night
just because all the drunk shenanigans.
Yeah, it's gonna be a pretty big reunion of the old crew. That bunch of us used to bartend together and work together, and we were pretty prolific drinkers, and I imagine we're gonna
anyways, that's gonna be a fun night out.
It should be. Yeah, I assume I will have some stories on Monday morning, but I already know that. And I've been texting with my buddies. I was like, our wives / girlfriends are all going to hate us after this night.
Just because all the drunk shenanigans.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big reunion of the old crew. That bunch of us used to bartend together and work together, and we were pretty prolific drinkers. And I imagine we're going to attempt to recreate the glory days.
I love that.
It's going to be a disaster.
All right, we are getting to today's hottest trending coming up next. Did you guys see that Steph Curry going to be making more money this year than LeBron?
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, he is the highest paid. Those details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. Didn't know they made those, but I do now. And they're delicious.
Makes me so mad.
Would have been better cold, but still, I'm feeling good on this Friday.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kim K had a brain aneurysm. The new episode, or sorry, the new season of The Kardashians is out on Hulu now. It just came out this week. And they show Kim where she's going in for like a brain scan type of situation. And she says that the doctors found a brain aneurysm.
Scary.
Very scary. And they said that she said that doctors told her that it could have been caused by stress. That's most likely what caused it. And she went on to blame that on Kanye.
I believe it. So believable.
She put her through
a lot.
And probably to some extent still is. You know what I mean?
Right.
She has to co-parent with.
Yeah. And again, brain aneurysm, so dangerous. If that were to like burst, I mean, it's fatal.
Yeah.
So did they do anything for that? Like,
I think so. I think they're able to treat it. Not sure how. I don't know. I haven't watched the episode, but I mean,
it's not like we would have known if she had like some brain surgery or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
she's good. So. Steph Curry, now the highest paid player in the NBA. So LeBron had that title for the last 11 consecutive seasons. Not anymore, according to Forbes. Steph Curry bringing in an estimated $159.6 million in pre-tax earnings this year. That is more than LeBron, who is bringing in $137.6 mil. And then Kevin Durant, he's at number three with $104.3 million. As for Steph, this is a combination of his $59.6 million NBA salary plus all of his business ventures and endorsements, all making him the highest paid in the league.
That dude just is making money on top of money on top of money. But it's like he's one of those people that I'm not salty about, that they're incredibly wealthy, because like he is so damn good and he's also an awesome person and does so much for the community. It's like, I'm not mad at that. Other players, when they get some monster contracts, I'm like,
it bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making how much?
I'm with you, Graham. Yeah.
What do you guys think about everybody always saying that his wife always kind of embarrasses him?
She's been facing so much criticism lately. I actually feel really, really bad. I feel really bad. And not just because, I mean, let's be honest. We see the Currys and we put them up on this like pedestal, you know, couple goals. Aside from that, the things that she said that upset people, it's like, I don't see a reason to be upset. And in case you didn't hear about it, there was one interview. She was on a podcast and she admitted, like, I didn't want kids. Right. She's like, that married wife with kids life. Mm-hmm. She's like, that wasn't my dream. I was career oriented. I wanted to be this type of actor and I wanted to achieve this and that. And then, you know, I got married young and we had kids quick. And, you know, all that went out the window, which I think is okay to admit.
Yeah,
priorities change.
Dragged. Yeah, and another thing is people do only take one clip and run with it, because I went back to the interview and saw everything else that she was saying, and she was, I mean, saying that her kids and her family were the best thing that's ever happened to her, and like raving about that. But people don't put that in the clips.
That's
obviously.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So many people that are like thriving moms now, and I mean, love their kids so much, and they're amazing moms. Probably didn't want, I mean, didn't plan for kids, you know, when they did.
I think it's a relatable feeling for a lot of women, particularly with like career aspirations of their own. And then you have to put some of that on hold sometimes to be, when you become a mom, you sacrifice, a woman have to sacrifice so much.
What's wrong with talking about
that? Yeah. Well, Jess, you hate kids. You see yourself?
I hate them. But I don't see myself having them. And I think that's okay.
I think it's okay, too. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just dial back the hate a little bit. Like, it's a bit much.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Niner fans, let's get you ready for this Sunday's game. Niners going to be in Houston taking on the Texans. Niners, of course, 5-2 on the season, largely behind the solid play of backup quarterback Mac Jones, who's been in the starting lineup because of Brock Purdy's turf toe. This turf toe situation, you guys, it just will not go away. We know he took a few games off, then came back into the lineup, sort of re-aggravated the entire thing, and I think they're going to play it safe. I think it's going to be another week of Mac Jones. Purdy limited all week at practice. He's listed as questionable for the game, but all signs pointing to Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones! Ricky Pearsall not able to practice yesterday. We're going to keep an eye on him, but he has a knee injury where he said he felt instability in his knee. So my guess is he is also not going to play again. I think this would make his fourth consecutive game missed because of this knee injury. I got to look at that one, but he's missed a few weeks and I don't think he's going to play again. Niners Texans kicks off 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Got an early game, Niner fan, so you got to get up at like, I don't know, 7 or 8 and start hammering down Mountain Dew Baja Blast seltzers early. Get your buzz on for that game. The NFL also announced, we talked about it, how the Pro Bowl, the flag football Pro Bowl coming to San Francisco during Super Bowl week, because we know that's going to be at Levi's Stadium in February. I had wondered if they were going to play the flag football game at Levi's, because that's where, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be.
Right.
They're not going to be playing it there. They're playing it here downtown San Francisco in the Moscone Center.
Really?
I guess they play on a 50-yard field or something. The flag football thing confuses me, but they're really leaning into it because flag football will be a part of the upcoming Summer Olympics in 2028.
Right. Well, I think it's very cool that it's going to be here.
Go
thank
Niners!
You, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV family. This is Luis from Houston. Just want to wish everyone a happy, wonderful Friday. And let's go 49ers.
Woo!
Let's get that win. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good weekend, too.
Hey, you too. Thank you for that.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yep.
Big game. Big dick. Big game. Niners 5-2. If they could improve to 6-2, anybody have the Niners 6-2 playing all their backups? I mean, nobody had that.
Probably not many people. Nope. And how many more wins do you need, Graham? Because we do have a season-long bet going on.
I picked them for 11 wins this season, which is a lofty goal considering all the devastating injuries that they have
had. But they've been on point so far, so I mean,
I still see 10 wins in their future, and that would be only one chug.
That'd be nice.
Each game we missed the mark on our projection by. That's how many times we've got to spin the chug wheel and chug, and I'm hoping for just one.
Yep. All right, it's a Wild 94.9 JV show here. I'm Miss Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We have your chance to win some crazy cash right now, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword, listen close, you guys, it's ball.
Zach.
Ball.
Zach.
The keyword is ball. Zach. Enter that at wild94.9.com and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Yeah, good luck.
Now to Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you come in here Fridays and you tweet a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
I really am just a sensitive gangster. My feelings always get hurt.
Oh, Chidi.
Oh, no. I'm going to cue the sad music up right now.
She is a Cancer.
I am a Cancer, so it's just like...
Wait, sorry to cut you off, Chidi, because it says you're a sensitive gangster. Could you wrap this over the sad beat about your feelings, please?
Ooh. She started bobbing her head like she was about to spit some bars and nothing came out.
Just mom's spaghetti. That was it that came out. Okay, talk about your feelings getting hurt.
No, it's okay. So I feel like I'm at that stage where I start comparing myself to other people and I see that they're thriving. And I'm like, oh my they are thriving.
Stop. I'm kidding. Social media is a farce.
I know, but it's just like, dang that. And get sensitive.
Do you mean in terms of like love, relationships,
everything.
Career?
I'm seeing people like get married, have kids, and then I see people like thriving in their
They're driving careers. Nicer cars. They got a better job.
Yes, they don't live with their parents. So it's just like.
But everybody's on their own timeline.
Yeah. I know, but
And everybody goes through that feeling of comparing yourself to everybody else.
Yeah, so get a little sad here and there, and I'm like,
if it makes you feel any better, because I was going through that too. I mean, I feel like I'm only 26 and a half, but there was like, I didn't go to my high school reunion because I didn't want to see everybody else all married and happy. And here I am, like still not doing anything in that department. But if it makes you feel any better, now that I am married and happy, a lot of them are divorced.
Oh,
that's
me too.
It's just different for everyone. Everybody's story is different.
Yeah. And I am going to my high school reunion, I think.
You should go.
It's next month. So
that's what, oh my God. 10 years. Ew. Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
My advice would be to go. My advice to you, Selena, back then would have been to go. Because don't you look back now? And because I also think, to your point, Selena, everybody has had that moment where you compare yourself and you feel like everybody's doing better than you. Everybody goes through that. Mm-hmm. But then as you move past that, you look back and like, well, that was kind of silly. Like we all get to milestones at different times or whatever it may be, and everybody's path is different and it all works out as long as you're happy, you know? So like I would have urged you to go to your reunion back then. Like, who cares? Like, what other people are
doing. And we lose valuable time just focused on, you know, other people. But we're literally on a floating rock. Like, nothing really matters in the end. So.
Wow, way to get really introspective. We're just this tiny
little
fuck in the universe.
When you think about it.
Chidi's opening up about insignificance she feels, and you just double down times, like, the universe size. Like,
no, but, like, I mean it in, like, a don't worry about anything, you know? Like, we're so...
You're not even the tiniest little booger on the fleck of the universe's hand right now, Chidi. You're just nothing. Wow. This is one of my favorite tweets of all time.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Tempted to buy a clarinet.
What? Chidi, please explain.
Oh, my God.
In what world?
I apologize. I saw the clarinet players. But Chidi, come on.
What?
You're on Wild 94.9.
The
Bay's number one hit music station, and you're thinking about buying a clarinet.
Yes, because I'm going through this phase right now, and I want to try new things and new hobbies. And when I was younger, I was in band, and I did play clarinet. So, it's a talent.
Wait, why don't you have your old clarinet?
Oh, I think that was like rented one or something, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the one they let you borrow.
Yeah.
So you're just filling somebody else's spit valve.
Yeah.
What's the end goal here? Like, just for fun? Are you going to join a jazz band?
Oh, no. Probably to try it once. Hey, it could happen. And when I become successful.
I support you, Chidi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember you guys' faces and Selena laughing right in my face.
Yeah. She's opening up about her dream.
I've had too much coffee. The laughter is uncontrollable.
You mean the coffee Chidi brought you this morning?
Yes, thank you, Chidi. Thank you.
You're laughing in her face. In my face for wanting a clarinet. It's okay.
She's just like, on America's Got Talent. She's like.
Mind you, Chidi, These two millennials were just talking about puzzling the other day, so they can't make
I don't remember
of
that.
I do, but Chidi, you like puzzles too, so what is that? So,
like, what's your point?
How good were you on a scale of 1 to 10 as a clarinet player?
Maybe like a 3.
Oh, no. So
I don't remember. Great. So a lot of practice.
Yeah, a lot of practice.
Trying to relive her clarinet glory days. <Yeah. laughs> Starting a barbershop quartet and just like... Actually, that's singing. Sorry.
Okay, you're right. Wow.
Sorry, Chidi. No, you do you. I believe in you. And apologies to all the clarinet players
out
there.
Yeah, no disrespect.
We love you guys, too. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yeah. At Graham... 949 on Instagram and at Selena on air.
Mine has an underscore in there, so don't worry about that.
Oh, well, on Twitter, it's the Gram 949.
Okay. Do I have time for more? Yeah, why, let's do it. It's Friday. Nothing can top the clarinet one, though.
No, that one's so good.
Wow.
Stepped on glass, and that is hurt like an MF. Why are you walking barefoot, Chidi?
In my kitchen. I was just walking.
You and these injuries.
I know.
It's every week it's something.
That thing went so deep, too. Like, it hurts so bad to take it out. Oh, sorry. Oh, wait. No. No.
Seriously, stick to the clarinet jokes.
We're on the radio.
Jesus
Christ. The glass.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Sorry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Ball 349. We just learned that Chidi wants to get a clarinet.
Why is it that funny?
I don't know, but it's so good.
Just laughing at my dreams is crazy.
Sorry.
Hey, it's Alexandra from South San Francisco. If Chidi wants to try a violin, because orchestra is way more sophisticated, I can drop one off on Monday.
Oh,
wow, she's taking shots at your dream too. Let the record show that. Any interest in playing the violin, she'll give you one.
You know, I always wanted to play the violin as well, but it just looked really wow.
Wait.
Sorry.
Are you going to take her up on this offer?
Yeah, free violin.
I mean, I would like to. Actually, yeah, I'll take it up. But I don't know how to play that thing. That looks hard.
I'm sure there's some YouTube videos that you can learn.
Yeah, just watch some YouTube.
Just don't ever subject us to it. Actually, I would like a recital.
Yes, okay. We'll give you some time, and then you have to perform it here on the show.
I think like maybe a Christmas song or something. Okay. Give her some time, and then she can perform it.
Yes, Chidi's Christmas recital here on the JV show. Oh my God, I love this.
Christmas special, I love this.
So we're going to follow back up with her. We're going to get you that violin, Cheese. I cannot wait.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.